trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Before we study the lesson for today, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
在我们开始研究之前，请各位低头，我们祷告。
感谢慈爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典，你再给我们这样好的时间可以研究你的圣道，求主祝福每一位听到的人，使他们从今天所研究的课文当中可以得到很多的鼓励。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 We will be studying lesson 21 today.
在今天所要研究的是第21课。
Lesson 21.
第21课。
Please turn in your book to the 21st lesson.
请翻开你的课本到第21课。
And the subject is, whom can we trust?
今天的题目是我们能倚靠谁？
Or who can we put our trust in? Almost every person born into this world,
几乎生在这世界上的每一个人，
relies upon someone or something.
他们都要倚靠某些人或者某些事物。
A child relies upon his parents.
这孩子会倚靠他的父母。
Aged parents rely upon their children for support.
年老的父母呢，会依靠他们的儿女来抚养、扶持他们。
Many rely upon their ability.
很多人是依靠他们的能力。
Or wealth.
或者他们的财富。
But alas.
但是很可惜的。
How often man finds the things of earth very unreliable.
使人常常的发现这世上的事物是不可靠的。
Parents die.
父母会死去。
And the children become orphans.
这样孩子们就成为孤儿了。
Children grow to adulthood.
小孩子们长大成人。
And forget the needs of their parents.
就会忘记他们父母的需要。
Men of power today,
今天有权有势的人，
may be liquidated tomorrow.
明天可能就会失去他的势力。
Yes, or they lose their power tomorrow. The wealthy of today,
今天的财主，
may be begging tomorrow.
明天可能会讨饭。
When a person is in distress,
当一个人遭受困苦的时候，
A Christian friend may urge him,
为基督徒的朋友可能会劝他，
rely upon God,
应当倚靠上帝。
Frequently we hear,
我们常常听见，
the doubting reply,
这种有怀疑的回答。
How do I know that God is reliable?
我怎么知道上帝是可靠的呢？
I can't see him,
我看不见他。
I don't hear him.
我也听不见他的声音。
Friend,
朋友，
here is one instance,
有一个例子，
where the invisible,
就是那看不见的，
is more reliable than the visible,
比看得见的更可靠。
We read in Paul's book to the Romans,
我们在保罗写给罗马人的书信里头看见这样的话。
Ever since the creation of the world,
自从造天地以来，
His invisible nature,
他的永远的能，永能，
or unseeable, his invisible nature, that which we cannot see, namely his eternal power and deity.
就是他所看不见的本性，就是他的永远的能力和神性。
Has been clearly perceived.
是明明可知的。
Yes, or has become visible in the things that have been made.
就是在可见之物，就是所造的，可见的，所造之物上可以看得见。
So that they are without excuse.
叫人无可推诿。
And so we understand the invisible by the visible.
这样说来，我们就可以根据这看得见的而明白那看不见的。
Or, in other words, we say, are realize the unseen by the seen. This is Romans 1:20.
这是罗马书一章二十节。
The Revised Standard Version. According to this text,
根据这个章节来说，
One great proof of the existence of God,
论到上帝存在的一个很大的证据,
and his everlasting reliability,
以及他永远的可靠性,
is the world about us.
这个证据呢,就是我们周围的世界。
Take an object in your home,
可以用你自己家里面的一样东西,
a table,
或者是一个桌子,
for instance,
作为例子。
Did this table just happen by accident?
这个桌子是不是偶然存在了?
Did it suddenly appear in your house?
它是不是突然之间就在你家里头出现?
You say no.
你会说不是。
I bought it at a furniture shop.
我是在一个家具店里头买来的。
But where did the table come from?
但是桌子从什么地方来的呢?
You answer,
你回答说,
A carpenter must have made it.
一定是木匠造的。
Have you seen the carpenter?
你有没有见过那个木匠?
Again you say, no.
你又会说没有。
Does anyone then ask this foolish question?
那么是不是有人会发出这样的愚笨的问题呢?
How do you know there is a carpenter?
你怎么知道会有一个木匠?
Of course not.
当然不会有人这样问。
The fact that there is a table in the house
在屋子里头有桌子的这个事实
proves beyond a doubt
毫无疑问地证明了
that there is a maker of that table
就是桌子一定是有一个造它的人
Otherwise, it would not be in existence
不然的话这个桌子就不会存在
Likewise
同样的
When you open your eyes,
当你睁开你的眼睛,
and see the beauties of nature,
看见自然界的美景,
the colorful, scented flowers,
那些美丽芬芳的花朵,
the stately trees,
那些雄伟高大的树,
the singing birds,
歌唱的鸟,
you cannot deny,
你就不能否认,
that there is an all-powerful creator,
一定有一位全能的创造者
There must have been a plan
一定曾经有过一个计划
And a mastermind
以及一位聪明的策划者他的头脑
In the Bible
在圣经里头
God asks us to learn of him through nature
上帝要我们借着自然界来认识他
But ask now the beasts
你且问走兽
And they shall teach thee.
他们必指教你。
And the fowls of the air.
又问空中的飞鸟。
And they shall tell thee.
飞鸟必告诉你。
Or speak to the earth.
你可以向地说话。
And it shall teach thee.
地必指教你。
And the fishes of the sea.
或者向海中的鱼。
Shall declare unto thee.
他也必向你说明
Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this
谁不知道是耶和华的手做成的呢
Or the hand of God has done this In whose or in God's hand is the soul of every living thing
凡是活物的生气和人类的气息都是在他的手中。
Yes, the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. Job 12:7-9.
约伯十二章七至十节。
Though beasts cannot speak human language,
虽然走兽他不会说人的话，
yet the construction of their bodies,
但是他们身体的构造，
testifies to a marvelous creator,
证明有一位奇妙的创造主。
Each creature shows God's wisdom,
每一个生物都显明上帝的智慧。
The camel,
例如说这个骆驼，
has been called,
有人称它做
the ship of the desert,
沙漠之舟。
It carries burdens,weighing several hundred pounds,
它能够背负好几百磅重的担子。
Through the desert,
行过沙漠地，
at the rate of 25 miles a day,
每天可以走到25英里那么快。
For 3 and 4 days,
它可以三四天，
the camel can work without drinking water,
以 连续的工作而不喝水。
Moreover,
除此以外，
it can eat and digest the thorny vegetation which grows in the desert.
它还可以吃那些生长在沙漠的有刺的植物。
Man would die in a few days without food or without water and food in those dry places.
要是人在那种干燥的地方但是在几天之内没有吃喝水或者吃东西就会死。
Many people
很多人
have little regard for dogs,
就是看不起这个狗。
However, dog is man's most loyal friend,
但是狗乃是世人最忠实的朋友。
He watches the house,
他能看守我们的家庭。
Since a dog's ears and noseare more sensitive than man's,
与狗的耳朵和鼻子比人的更灵敏。
He can detect dangers which man cannot,
他能够发觉人所不能发觉的危险。
Dogs have been known to risk their lives,
曾经有听说这狗它冒自己生命的危险，
in order to obey their master,
为了要顺从它主人的命令。
Fowls of the air,
空中的飞鸟，
also testify to a loving creator,
也是证明有一位慈爱的创造主。
What graceful creatures they are,
他们的体态是多么优美。
One moment they are flying high into the heavens,
在这个时候，一时候他们可以飞在高空之中。
The next momentThey are plummeting earthward,
一会儿他们又降下在地上。
Effortly or without apparent effort, effortlessly they land on some tree limb,
他们可以轻轻巧巧地降在一个树枝上头。
The aeroplane invented by man,
是人所发明的飞机，
is a marvelous machine,
是一种非常奇妙的机器。
Yet compared to the maneuverability of the bird,
但是跟这个飞鸟的这种灵巧相比较，
they are indeed clumsy,
就显得笨拙不堪了。
Who does not love flowers?
有谁不爱花呢？
Their intricate workmanship,
他们那种很甚密繁杂的构造，
and delicate scents,
还有他们那种幽细的香味，
daily bring us pleasure,
每天都能为我们带来快乐。
The study of nature,
研究自然，
not only points to God's power,
不仅是使我们了解上帝的能力，
but shows us that we can trust him,
也表明我们能够信靠他。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
look at the birds of the air,
你们且看天上的飞鸟，
They neither sow,
他们也不种,
nor reap,
也不收,
nor gather into barns,
也不积蓄在仓里,
and yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
但是你们在天上的父尚且养活他。
Are you not of more value than they?
你们不比,岂不比他们更贵重吗?
And why be anxious about clothing?
何必为衣裳忧虑呢?
Consider the lilies of the field.
且想到野地里的百合花。
How they grow.
他们怎么样长起来?
They neither toil,
他们也不劳苦,
nor spin.
也不纺线。
Yet I tell you,
但是我告诉你,
even Solomon in all his glory,
就是所罗门极荣华的时候,
was not arrayed like one of these.
他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
But if God so clothes the grass of the field,
上帝能够使这野地里的百合花有这样的装饰,
which today is alive,
他今天还在,
and tomorrow is thrown into the oven,
明天就扔在炉子里头,
will he not much more clothe you?
他岂不会使你们有更好的装饰吗?
O men of little faith,
你这小信的人呢?
Matthew 6:26-30,
马太福音六章二十六至三十节。
Now let us look at the vocabulary words.
我们起来注意我们这一课的生字。
Beginning at the first of the lesson, number one.
第一个生字。
Unreliable.
不可靠。
Unreliable.
不可靠。
Two.
第二。
Liquidated.
时事。
Liquidated.Three, distress.
困苦.
Distress. Four, invisible.
看不见.
Invisible. Five, perceived.
发觉.
Perceived. Six, accident.
偶然.
Accident. Seven. Furniture.
家具.
Furniture. Eight. Carpenter.
木匠.
Carpenter. Nine. Fowls.
飞鸟.
Fowls. Ten. Construction.
结构.
Construction. 11. Vegetation.
植物.
Vegetation. 12. Sensitive.
敏感的.
Sensitive. 13. Maneuverability.
灵巧性.
Maneuverability.14. Clumsy.
笨拙.
Clumsy. And 15. Intricate.
繁盛.
Intricate. Now I will read this lesson over in English for you.
现在要为各位把这课文用英文念一遍.
Beginning at the first again.Almost every person born into this world relies upon someone or something. A child relies upon his parents. Aged parents rely upon their children for support. Many rely upon their ability and wealth. But alas, how often man finds the things of earth very unreliable.Parents die, and the children become orphans. Children grow to adulthood and forget the needs of their parents. Men of power today may be liquidated tomorrow. The wealthy of today may be begging tomorrow. When a person is in distress, a Christian friend may urge him, rely upon God. Frequently we hear the doubting reply, "How do I know that God is reliable? I can't see Him. I don't hear Him." Friend, here is one instance where the invisible is more reliable than the visible. We read in Paul's book to the Romans, "Ever since the creation of the world, His invisible nature, namely, His eternal power and deity, have been clearly perceived in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse." Romans 1:20. According to this text, one great proof of the existence of God and His everlasting reliability is the world about us. Take an object in your home, a table, for instance. Did this table just happen by accident? Did it suddenly appear in your house? You say, "No, I bought it at a furniture shop." "But where did the table come from?" You answer, "A carpenter must have made it." "Have you seen the carpenter?" Again you say, "No." Does anyone then ask the foolish question, "How do you know there is a carpenter?" Of course not. The fact that there is a table in the house proves beyond a doubt that there is a maker of that table. Otherwise, it would not be in existence. Likewise, when you open your eyes and see the beauties of nature, the colorful scented flowers, the stately trees, the singing birds, you cannot deny that there is an all-powerful Creator. There must have been a plan and a mastermind. In the Bible, God asks us to learn of Him through nature. "But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this?" In whose, or God's, hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. Though beasts cannot speak human language, yet the construction of their bodies testifies to a marvelous Creator. Each creature shows God's wisdom. The camel has been called the ship of the desert. It carries burdens weighing several hundred pounds through the desert at the rate of 25 miles a day. For 3 and 4 days, the camel can work without drinking water. Moreover, it can eat and digest the thorny vegetation which grows in the desert. Man would die in a few days without water and food in those dry places. Many people have little regard for dogs. However, dog is man's most loyal friend. He watches the house. Since a dog's ears and nose are more sensitive than man's, he can detect dangers which man cannot. Dogs have been known to risk their lives in order to obey their masters. Fowls of the air also testify to a loving Creator. What graceful creatures they are! One moment they are flying high into the heavens. The next moment they are plummeting earthward. Effortlessly they land on some tree limb. The aeroplane, invented by man, is a marvelous machine. Yet compared to the maneuverability of a bird, they are indeed clumsy. Who does not love flowers? Their intricate workmanship and delicate scent daily bring us pleasure. The study of nature not only points to God's power, but shows us that we can trust Him. Jesus said, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your Father, your heavenly Father, feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And why be anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O men of little faith? So I trust that you will put your confidence in the great Creator of the universe. So until next time, may God bless you.
到下次收听的时候，再会。